Well, Sport and Recreation Minister Grant Robertson told Morning Report yesterday that he has concerns about a bill that would ban alcohol sponsorship for sports and sports venues as well as advertising during broadcasts. Now, it comes as many grassroots sports are struggling for cash, particularly during the COVID-19 pandemic. Green MP Chloe Schwarbrick submitted the Alcohol Harm Minimisation Members Bill. It's been drawn and joins us now. Good morning. Let's start first, because there's a two parts to this. So let's start first with the alcohol sponsorship issue. Grant Robertson yesterday saying he had issues with that part of it. He didn't think the money could be made up by the government if you took away that sponsorship. What's your response to that?
My response to that is that in 2014, we had a quantification of all of the money spent across all sports advertising and sponsorship. So this is not just for broadcast. Broadcast, importantly, is the part that my bill targets, but for all, including grassroots sporting. So to that effect, I've heard and I've spoken to those in the alcohol sector and those in the sporting sector and asked them for the most up-to-date figures on that. Neither have been able to give them to me, but what they've said is that it's probably substantially less than it was in 2014. So that's the first thing, is that we're looking at less than the $20 million that it was in 2014, but we're also looking at only a proportion of that, given that this is targeting broadcast sports. Now, I've also put it to the Minister in written questions to try and get him to actually quantify the amount of money that he thinks that he's talking about. But again, to put this in the context of government spending and the tune of billions and billions of dollars for a substance, that being alcohol, as a drug, which contributes towards, based on Law Commission reports estimations, between $735 million to $16.1 billion of harm per annum. This is a drop in the bucket. Mm.
So are you proposing that there be like a equivalent of a smoke-free New Zealand established by the government, which would then fund those, you know, the small sports clubs? And we're not just talking about the All Blacks here with Steinlager, which is, who knows how much that is, but we're talking about a small cricket club or a rugby club or whatever that needs a booze sponsorship.
Yeah, so it's really important, Corinne, to again really make the point that this is about broadcast sports. So to that effect, we know that there's been a trajectory of decline in terms of, you know, we've seen a number of teams that have moved away off their own back, actually, but some of them losing that sponsorship from those alcohol companies in the first place. So there's two main ways that we could go about replacing this funding. The first could be that smoke-free kind of mechanism, which is the government fronting up, as was recommended by the 2014 Ministerial Forum chaired by Sir Graham Lowe, actually recommending going far further than just broadcast sports and looking at banning advertising and sponsorship of all sports by alcohol companies. The second is actually a levy, which currently exists for the government by virtue of the Health Promotion Agency, which is just levied on all of the alcohol sales across the country. So there's two mechanisms there, and it's up to the government to discern which one they would.
How much would a levy be? A few cents on each drink?
A few cents on each drink. For a can of beer, it'd be about 2 cents. 2 cents on an RTD, 5 cents on a bottle of wine, or 6 cents on a bottle.
It doesn't sound like much, but let's be honest here. Politicians in the past in New Zealand have shown, well, if you, not unless you go back a few hundred years, have shown a great reluctance to engage in clamping down on alcohol sales. So they fear that somehow there is going to be a political backlash, and you have to wonder whether that will happen again.
And this is utterly mind-blowing. We had a 2019-2020 Health Promotion Agency survey which showed that 62% of New Zealanders support banning alcohol sponsorship at sporting, community and other events that under 18-year-olds go to. So this is supported by the public that's out there. This bill in particular has the most support, I think, that any members' bill in front of our parliament has ever had prior to getting to first reading. So we've got councils from across the country who've endorsed it. We've also got Hape Te Hauora, the Health Coalition Aotearoa, St John's, the Salvation Army, Mental Health Foundation. We've got the Women's Refuge, Plunkett, Alzheimer's New Zealand, the Child Poverty Action Group.
Doesn't sound like you've got the Deputy Prime Minister, though, does it?
But this is perhaps my point. I am frustrated, and I think that this is indicative of why the New Zealand public get frustrated at politics. We have health agencies, we have overwhelming evidence, we even have two reports that the government commissioned in the last term of Parliament which said get on with these recommendations from 2014 and from 2010 and 2011, which have subsequently been ignored by this bogeyman of the alcohol industry. So frankly, I think it's time for those who are talking about their concerns in a rather ambiguous way to front up and be absolutely crystal clear.
Let me ask you this, will this be a conscience vote?
So that's an option which is obviously currently being discussed. But, I mean, I think this comes back to why I've decided to go with the two things in the bill that I have. The first is restoring local democracy with the local alcohol policies process. And the second is obviously around the alcohol advertising and sponsorship. Historically, we have seen that alcohol bills have been treated as a conscience issue, but this one has such overwhelming evidence and does not deal with pricing, nor does it deal with age. So to that effect, there's every chance that we could just treat it as a party vote.
Would you carve it? I mean, if you sort of did the rounds and you worked out maybe you've already done this, that you're not going to get the numbers to get it through on a conscience vote, with the two parts, would you consider carving the sponsorship element off to get the other bit through, which, as you say, is well supported by councils?
So you can't do that prior to the first reading. So the bill's already been drawn from the ballot, so it is what it is. And I guess that's the point that I'd make to Minister Robertson. If he supports the LAP process, then he needs to support it at first reading. And if he has those questions and serious concerns about the transition for the sports advertising and sponsorship, not the principle of making sure that we move away from that reliance of broadcast alcohol advertising, then let's deal with that at select committee. All of these issues can be overcome if politicians have the wherewithal and the backbone to stand on their principles and get this through to select committee.
Chloe Schwarbrick, thank you very much for your time. Green Party MP.